takes a pounding. Now you have the bishops urging those who have been molested to please go to the police. And donors now have pledged $9.9 billion for Haiti. We were talking to Pastor Stuart Farley last week about the conditions there and what it would take to rebuild. $9.9 billion certainly has put a dent, at least you would think, in some of that. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast, and, of course, everywhere in between. We hope to hit those cool nooks and crannies. Remember, this is a conversation across this great state and outside of great state, this great group of states, and outside the borders as well. You can chime in and throw in your 2 cents on anything, 800-259-5791. Or AmericaTonight.net. Coming up, screenwriter and author Andrew Clavin will join us. It's always fun. He's super, super opinionated. It was just a couple of weeks ago when he had his book, The Long Way Home, optioned to be yet another movie. He's pumped out a couple of great bestsellers like True Crime, Don't Say a Word, and Empire of Lies. And this novel has a little bit of a different twist to it. And I think I said this on the air one time. I read this book in maybe 2 days. 2 days and just a couple of hours. But anyway, we'll chat with Andrew Clavin about things political. Everything's political, isn't it? Speaking of political, how about Obama's plans to drill? Boy, that was the water cooler buzz, no doubt, across the United States, especially on the East Coast. Because remember, there's that moratorium that's going to hold up on the West Coast. Floridians concerned about how close, if when their moratorium is up, there may be this drilling, supposedly 125 miles offshore. As for the rest of it, it's 50 miles offshore. Isn't it interesting that environmentalists forever were hounding about drilling, drilling, drilling? So it was just dead stopped in its track for decades. Now, all of a sudden, whoops, we're in trouble again. We got to open it back up. What's interesting is I believe people thought the gas prices would automatically plummet. But you have to think, just because you're talking about building more platforms, you don't wave a magic wand and, like, the cheap houses that sometimes go up within a matter of days. That doesn't happen with these platforms. So it'll take a while to feel anything, if anything, not anytime soon, because of new drilling. The offshore areas are pretty pristine parts of the U.S. that we're talking about. The Outer Continental Shelf, which is brand new for most oil companies. And we're talking years before drillers even know how much oil can be pumped from the areas. They know there's oil, but how much makes a huge difference. In fact, what normally is done is the Federal Minerals Management Service puts together reports, and they put together a report. In it, it says that most of the seismic information used to evaluate oil and natural gas resources in the area that I just mentioned, the Outer Continental Shelf, that they're like 25 years old. And, of course, because the drilling was stopped, that's it. We're not going to go in this direction. I would think some of that information wouldn't be correct or adequate enough to try to build some kind of a map as you develop those leases for the drilling ops, and that's what they have to do. The president had his say on Wednesday. We'll let you hear what he said, and he's pushing for opening offshore areas in the Gulf of Mexico and also in the mid and southern Atlantic coast. 50 miles, to be even more specific, 50 miles off the Virginia coast, and I already said this, off of Florida's coastline as well, and there's been a lot of controversy over that, but we're talking about 125 miles. So in the Gulf, there's probably anywhere from 36 billion to over 40 billion barrels of recoverable oil. And perhaps natural gas-wise, which is so important, maybe even up to 207 trillion cubic feet of the stuff. That's a lot to go around. So the idea of drilling makes sense. Why it wasn't done before was the environmental push. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. So the question becomes, what do you think of Obama's drilling plan? Is it a thumbs up, gang, or a thumbs down? I say thumbs up, especially if you look at where it's being done. This should have happened before. You know, all this reliance on foreign oils put us in some precarious positions, as we know, and others are reaping the benefits of what we won't take. So now is the chance, I believe, to develop as much as possible. I mean, there's other alternatives, but if you're talking about ethanol and building ethanol plants, we are nowhere near, anywhere near that having the desired effects. We're talking decades away to really make that a secondary choice for people. Unlike Brazil, where they had all the sugar cane and they processed that into ethanol. So if you go to Brazil, you can get petro or you can get ethanol. But there are a few pockets of that, but with the lack of plants and the availability, and then of course the cars and being able to handle, I mean, I'm saying 100% ethanol, we're definitely light years away from that for sure. So what do you think about the drilling all of a sudden? 800-259-5791. We did touch on it a tad in our last show because the news broke when we were on the air that it was officially going to happen. And then there was the obligatory, what I call, sound bites during the day on Wednesday. And so we'll let you hear pretty much what was said by the president. And also the man who's running the Sierra Club now, not too happy about the drilling. If you remember, it wasn't a big campaign deal, but it was definitely part of it. What are you going to do about the environment? And if you watched Obama along the way, he didn't say anything about drilling. He talked about green, the economics of green, creating jobs green-wise, but not really anything drilling, as far as drilling is concerned. So this is a big, I think, change of attitude for this administration. I believe it's the right thing to do because the offshore drilling might not impact the gas prices right now, but it's something in the future that can help wean some of our dependence off foreign oil, and that is definitely, definitely a very, very good thing. I mentioned this, too, and I got a lot of emails on it. I'm going to do a quick follow-up here right from the get-go in our first segment. The post office. You go to the post office, right, on Saturday. I mean, I got to admit, I'm a Saturday person. I swing in there, mail what I have to mail. But I bet a lot of people don't use the post office over the weekend or look for that Saturday mail. If you get Netflix, the company that I think is burying Blockbuster, because you get it in the mail and it costs you $9, I think a month, and you can order back movies, you can order old television series, whatever it is. But just a creative, incredible entrepreneurial feat that started, I want to say, maybe 8 years ago and really took a chunk out of Blockbuster. They would be affected by the Saturday mail not being delivered because that figures into how fast you get a movie. And I think there's some other businesses that would be affected. But would you care if the postal service didn't deliver on Saturday? I mean, I think it's a foregone conclusion because they're never going to get back to the black if they continue to do that extra day of delivery, and they're going to have to cut that many more people. So I don't know that we really have much of a say in it. Let's put it that way. Andrew Klavan up around the bend.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206. For this limited radio promotion.
Make sure hands go.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Andrew Glavin on the show. In fact, we've had him on a couple of times. It's a lot of fun to kick it with him. And we were congratulating him on the fact that his book, The Long Way Home, had been optioned. And in the book, for some reason, apparently, some felt that the book might be a little bit too religious, some God overtones, because of the young lad in the book, Charlie West, who is, you know, a high school student and has this crazy dream, or he woke up and found the terrorists were trying to kill him. And I don't want to give away the whole story because, as I told you, it's a great read and it's an easy, quick read too. But anyway, we saw at the Oscars, and Andrew and I were talking about this, the fact that Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for portraying a Christian woman in a phenomenal story called The Blind Side. So why is it that the God factor in pop culture is so buried? Now, we've talked about this on America Tonight. In fact, we've had some great shows on this very subject. And Andrew did a fabulous post blog on Here We Are in Holy Week and whatnot, but why is it, how strange is it, that there's something about hands off with religion, and why can't we have a little bit of everything? And I agree with that. That's like the idea of the prayer in the schools. Why does that have to be taken away? Because if you don't want to participate, why do you have to participate? Or if somebody wants to say a prayer at the high school football game, I don't get it. In some cases, it's been banned. Andrew, how are you? Thanks for jumping on with us here once again.
Thanks. I'm doing great. It's nice to be here. Thank you.
You know, and your blog, I'm calling it a blog, was God-shaped whole. And you were dead on right about this. And you and I have talked about this before. What is the deal with that? Why, if we can talk about the lack of God or being an atheist like Bill Maher on his show and several other people and lots of movies and themes about, you know, the lack of religion, if you will. Why is it such a bad thing to have God? Why is that missing from pop culture?
Well, it's a very weird thing if you think about it. I mean, if you think about the fact that at least three quarters of America identify themselves as Christians, 5% more identify with other religions, and then even the people who say that they don't identify with any religion, a very, very tiny percent of them call themselves atheists. So God plays a part in almost all American lives. And it's when you compare that to how many people on screen, I'm not saying they have to be monks or priests mm-hmm. or anything, but how many heroes say grace over a meal or make a reference to God or even cast their eyes up to heaven when they're in trouble? It just doesn't happen, and it's very mysterious. It's part of this weird alienation that's happening in both Washington and Hollywood between the elites and the rest of us and the people they're supposed to be serving. The story I told on my blog on andrewclavin.com about The Long Way Home is really a telling story, even though it takes place in Britain. When I sent The Long Way Home to my British publisher, they sent it back with an edit, which almost never happens. Usually my books are edited in America, and then foreign countries just publish them. But the reason they edited it is they wanted to cut out any reference to the hero Charlie West's Christianity. The books are adventure novels, as you know. You've read them, and they're adventure novels. They don't preach anything. They're not trying to convince anybody of anything. Mm-hmm. But the hero's a Christian, and so sometimes he prays. Sometimes he thinks about life in terms of the Bible. Just little references that happen to be realistic ways he thinks. They wanted to cut them all out because they were afraid that Britain's biggest bookstore, Waterstones, would not order as many copies as they would if they weren't there. And this was in spite of the fact that the first book in the series had done quite well at Waterstones. So I refuse to do it, and the editor tells me that, in fact, Waterstones did order a lot fewer copies. And I think that tells you something. Even though it's not as bad here as it is in Britain, it's an active hostility. It's not an accident. It's an active hostility. When you look at the way religion is portrayed in films, I would say 8 times out of 10, it's shown in a negative light. It's shown as a source of bigotry, as a source of fraud, as a source of fanaticism. The thing that was so shocking about The Blind Side that made me just kind of sit up in my chair as I was watching it is it showed religion the way it usually is, as a positive part of people's lives that inspires them and uplifts them and guides them, and not as, you know, most of us don't use our religion to cast out devils or anything. It's just something that is inside of us and part of our lives. And that is so rare that happens, that's what made The Blind Side so amazing.
And so it has to be that whether it's what you had happen to you with the editing in England or what we see happen in Hollywood, the people who run the studios or the people who pitch to the studios are just fearful of going in that direction. That it, like you said, it's almost an act of, ooh, don't go there, right?
It is, and it's very strange because when you look at the numbers, pictures like Passion of the Christ, a picture like the one about the fireman trying not to get a divorce, the name of it just slipped out of my Fireproof, it was called.
Yeah, Fireproof.
These are pictures that are made for very little money relatively. Fireproof was actually almost an amateur film, and yet the return on their investment is fantastic. It's enormous. If these had been pictures about superheroes, then superheroes would be the big fad in Hollywood. If they had been pictures about football, then football would be the big fad in Hollywood, just to get cash in on that kind of investment to return ratio. But because the subject is religion, Hollywood gets skittish, and they get skittish because they're afraid of elite critics. They're afraid of each other. They're afraid of being excluded from elite awards and awards that depend on critical acclaim. And I think that's it. It's this hostility against ordinary people and against the way ordinary people, most people, that is to say, react to life. You know, there's a picture out called The Book of Eli with Denzel Washington. Very successful film, a great adventure film about the Bible. It's about a guy trying to preserve the Bible in a post-apocalyptic world. Denzel Washington, who is a Christian, said that the studio kept coming to them and saying, could you take a little bit of this Bible out of the script, you know? And they managed to keep a lot of it in because it was made by my friends over at Alcon, which is a very good, solid company. Mm-hmm. And again, Denzel is a Christian. So that, you know, they kept it in, and the picture was an enormous success. Almost all films that have any kind of quality at all that show a spiritual, especially Christian side to life, draw people in because it relates to their lives. But Hollywood hates it. They just hate it.
Yeah, and you think with the religious twist in it, I mean, really, we're talking about, there's all different kinds of religions. Really, we're talking about Christianity for the most part.
It is mainly Christianity. I mean, you know, I can't imagine what happened to me in Britain happening if my hero had been Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
It probably wouldn't have happened even if he had been Jewish.
Right.
It's just that this Christianity is a threat. It's something that they think has a hold on them, has a grip on them, and they're really afraid of it. And it's the one religion that it is okay to bash. In left-wing liberal circles. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with bashing Christianity in liberal circles. And that's it's an amazing thing, because if you think of all the liberalizing forces in the world, all the things that have expanded our hearts and made us accept more kinds of people and different people.
Mm-hmm.
If you think of the civil rights movement in this country, it's almost, I would say, 90% powered by Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Martin Luther King, you know, and Wilberforce, who ended slavery in Britain, both of them fierce Christians, powered by Christianity to say, hey, wait a minute, you know, this is not in keeping with our creed. And it's a very strange thing that now, when Christianity has performed that massive liberalizing function, that it should be the liberals who turn around and say, we hate this.
Yeah, no kidding. Crazy stuff. Well, keep on keeping on. It was excellent to read what you had written. And if people haven't seen it, andrewclavin.com. I'll put a link on my site to it, andrewclavin.com. It's easy to go there. It's got all his books up there, too, as well. Continued success, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Thanks very much. It's good talking to you.
Yeah, you too. So it's an interesting discussion to have. Why is that? And I think he's right. You think Schindler's List, I saw Schindler's List was great. Towelhead, I can think of a million movies. Towelhead was about a Muslim girl. I can think of a million movies that I could list with different religions. I don't understand that. Because for me, someone like me, I feel like Andrew, it's like live and let live anyway. I believe that when putting together books or when you're talking about movies, it's the cha-ching factor anyway that drives the studios or the publishers. But for some reason, I guess they think mentioning too much God means no sales. Do you think that's true? 800-259-5791. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Judgment issue. You know, we're just talking to Andrew Flavin about the God question. And money's money. So for the people who are just capitalists, I don't get turning their back. And it's on a solid script. I'm not saying a hunk of junk, but something that's a solid script that shows some form of Christian belief. I don't get the raw rub there. Do you, America? Not sure. Because certainly I think of it and how much I like Jewish humor, how funny it is, like Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David. He's always banging on the whole Jewish thing and going to the temple and all that sort of stuff. You think of Woody Allen movies. I mean, I can name a zillion of those kind of movies. And some of them are tongue-in-cheek, so they're not completely irreverent and ripping apart being Jewish. It's just kind of the fun, here's what's happening. I mean, some of them are talking about the mother thing and going to the temple for holy days and that kind of stuff. But there are also some a little bit more serious that have been very, very successful. And the same thing with some pictures that have a Muslim twist to it. So I don't get the Christian thing. And if you did see The Blind Side, it was about the story, about the kid, about her taking him in. And the fact that he became such a talented and still young football player in the NFL, just there was just the everydayness, I think, of it, and that's what Andrew was talking about. It wasn't overly portrayed. It wasn't a holy flick. It wasn't something that they show in Catholic schools and Christian schools and nobody else can relate to it. So I'm not sure why that is such a big deal. In the case of Bill Maher, who I actually like his show, he goes the opposite direction and says, you know, God is like Mickey Mouse or a cartoon character, because he He doesn't believe in God, but he has people on that certainly do, and they always gig him about it. He even did a movie about religion that kind of plays into what Andrew was saying, slamming the whole Christianity thing or religious thing. But he does have people of religion on his show. You may have thoughts. Share if you do. 800-259-5791. Maybe I'm too open-minded is my deal. And no, I don't think, I'm going to take it back. I don't think I'm too open-minded. I'm glad that I was raised open-minded to embrace it all. Not terroristic, extremist, nutballs. But across the board, I was exposed, I think, to everything. And maybe that's part of it. If you're not as exposed to religions early on, whether it's Christian, especially Christian, I guess, then maybe there is that fear thing. And speaking of that, next week on this show, we're going to have a woman on Thursday, next Thursday, who's going to blow the lid off Scientology. She's got a book coming out. And she was an assistant to Ron L. Hubbard when she was like 16 years old, 17 years old, and worked with the celebrities in the Church of Scientology who she says they were lied to about really what's happening there. And she likes to think of herself kind of as a whistleblower. I can't wait to have that conversation. You want to talk about a different kind of religion? She's got a lot of interesting things to say about Scientology, and that's next week on America Tonight. I started off the show about the drilling, because we kind of touched on that a tad on our previous America Tonight, but this has a big impact for all of us, the platforms. You know, I can remember living in Santa Barbara and beautiful, pristine beaches, but I will tell you this, I wasn't against the drilling. But, boy, it was an eyesore when you looked out at the platforms, because they had a ton of the platforms, and they were pretty close to shore. And having been in Texas down by Galveston, also, I've been fishing right by the platforms, not too far from the platforms anyway. And in the case of what we're talking about now, especially with Florida, where Floridians are concerned about it, you're saying 100 and what they're saying now is that the moratorium's lifted there. It's 125 miles off the coastline. Specifically, it's a huge swath of the East Coast and even some of those protected areas in Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico. I think it was the way to go and should have happened anyway. We wouldn't have been in half of the pinch that we've been in some of the deals with the devil that we've made if we had continued to do what we were doing. So here's what President Obama said when he sold it to the nation earlier during the day.
The bottom line is this. Given our energy needs, in order to sustain economic growth and produce jobs and keep our businesses competitive, we are going to need to harness traditional sources of fuel, even as we ramp up production of new sources of renewable homegrown energy. So today we're announcing the expansion of offshore oil and gas exploration, but in ways that balance the need to harness domestic energy resources and the need to protect America's natural resources. Under the leadership of Secretary Salazar, we'll employ new technologies that reduce the impact of oil exploration. We'll protect areas that are vital to tourism, the environment, and our national security. And we'll be guided not by political ideology, but by scientific evidence. That's why my administration will consider potential areas for development in the mid and South Atlantic and the Gulf of Mexico, while studying and protecting sensitive areas in the Arctic. That's why we'll continue to support development of leased areas off the North Slope of Alaska while protecting Alaska's Bristol Bay.
So the effects, and you could hear there what Obama was saying, realizing in their rearview mirror, and this isn't what they sold on the campaign trail, but realizing this is impossible. Yes, we're talking about renewable sources and going green and green jobs, but there's no way we can keep up with the demand and not have this drilling. So isn't it funny all of a sudden, bump-ba-da-da, drilling is back, baby, because we need it. That's the bottom line. We need it. Otherwise, you're going to pull up the pumps and you're going to be paying what they pay in England, the equivalent of $7 for a gallon of gas, $7 or more. The people who are paying the most, the pumps, are people from Mississippi, Montana, Louisiana, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Kentucky, Texas, Maine, Georgia, Idaho, California is always you pay a lot. And I think in and around Chicago you pay a lot too. And it makes a difference. It makes a difference when you add it up and you have to commute how much you have to be in that car. You could pay however many bills or child care or groceries with the money that you save. It's when we hit the $4 mark that all of you start to call America Tonight and talk about riding bikes and coming up with alternatives and how to get to work and whatnot. Now, states that pay lower for gas, or the least, proportionally anyway, for gas, are a state that I was just in, New Jersey. It's so cheap in New Jersey. People, they make jokes about this, but people come over the bridge from Pennsylvania, in some cases paying 40 cents less for a gallon. So they are saving big time. It's worth it to just hop over the bridge with the car if they don't live too far in Pennsylvania and then go back over. So New Jersey, Colorado, New Hampshire, Maryland, Massachusetts, New York, and Connecticut. But some of the places that I mentioned there, Florida would be in there too. A lot of those people commute anyway. So the what they would burn up or how many times they'd be pulling up at the pumps could possibly be less than the rest of us that live in places where that's just not a feasible scenario because there's not much in the way of public transportation. It's so funny. It's like I know that some of you listening to me right now, especially in the South, understand what I'm saying. The HOV lane to me looks at where I live, and it's a gigantic city. It's a different color than the rest of the other lanes because it doesn't get as much use unless people are illegally going in, which they do, but there's enough police around on highways like it's 635, LBJ to the rest of you in the nation who have ever been through Dallas or been through parts of Texas, you know what I'm talking about. And the HOV lane is virtually empty. You can just sail through the HOV lane. Because it's not that kind of city. People aren't hooking up and commuting to work. I'm not saying nobody, but for the most part, it's gotta be low. I'm thinking like 2%. And in other areas of the country, that might be feasible, but most of the places that I mentioned where the prices are lower, the other advantage is that so many of them would be able to take public transportation like a subway or a PATH system or some kind of other train or buses where they run all over the place and have many, many stops. In New York, we know that because New York and Connecticut also make the list for the states that paid the least proportionally for gas. I can see why that is. And it's always the spiking number here on America Tonight, because we're celebrating now 4.5 years of doing this. I notice it gets toward over 3, really. It's over 3. But it starts to look like it's going to hit 4, or it hits 4 in California, and the phone lines blow out. You are feeling the pain at the pump, and you want to tear someone up for it. Now people are kind of laying in the weeds, I think. 800-259-5791. Back with you.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20 $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
So more domestic oil exploration, but how much will it really help is the question. It's been two decades since there's been a moratorium on exploration and drilling on the Atlantic seaboard, pretty much from the northern tip of Delaware, kind of close to where I grew up, down to central Florida and the areas of the Gulf of Mexico and Cook Inlet in Alaska. So, no lease sales, by the way, will be held before 2012. It's going to be about a decade to move oil and natural gas to the market anyway. So does this really help? When we were talking about what are we going to do, America needs some energy independence. How much, if we start to add up the numbers of when and how much we're talking about it comes to market, how much will it really help? In the short run, not very. Perhaps down the road, yes, little, that's the idea, but it should have, if it had been in place all the way along, the 20-year moratorium, though, is the thing now that it's lifted. It's not swift enough. That's why I was saying if you pull into the pumps, you're not going to notice any kind of a big difference. Somebody asked me that today. Oh, this is great, the drilling, so probably the oil goes down, you know, probably gas prices over the summer. It's like, well, that would take a massive miracle to get those platforms up, have all those leases, everything's rolling. No, it's going to take a while for that to happen. Environmentalists are fumed. How about you? Kate is always happy to be swinging it with you across America. 800-259-5791. George in Indiana, you have the floor. Hello.
How you doing tonight, Kate?
Good. How about you?
Oh, great. You know, Russia and China also are drilling for oil.
Yes.
in the same place that we're talking about. Yeah,
I know. I know.
And, you know, Clinton closed the cleanest coal mine in America that would have burned clean coal completely down. These people are doing something. We've got to look beyond what looks good for us and see what looks good for them.
Well, yeah. Well, I see what you're saying. What? Why are they doing it? Ultimately, what's the backdrop to this? If you wanted to take a different take on this, follow the money, which is what I always say, George. So, who's really got the biggest stake here? If you're leading me down that road, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that it's a distraction because this man's a fascist, and I'm scared for my country.
Hmm. Let me take that a step further. Thanks for the call, George. Let's ask some of the other people if they feel that way. I mean, flat out, do most of you listening to me feel the same way that George does about what's happening with the Obama administration? You know the digits. Dial them up and let me hear it. 800-259-5791. I think it's more about that so far this administration is ineffective. They're just ineffective. And willy-nilly, I know that's a weird word to use, can't make up their mind. We got elected in this. We want to get elected again for another term. So we're trying to appease all the puppet masters that we can. I don't think I would stamp at all fascism on it. The reason why is because I think there's something much different at work here. And so much of it is honestly about dropping the ball. We can look to several different things. For example, Gitmo. Gitmo is evil. We have to close at Gitmo. Well, then close Gitmo. Couldn't close Gitmo. Why? The ball wasn't lined up. Oh, don't have the money. Didn't ask the permission of Congress. Can't do it. We're going to have this big trial in New York. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others. Absolutely. New York's on board. We're ready. We're talking about it. It's been months. Whoops. Maybe that was a mistake. Why? Because we'd be just like a big beacon asking for someone to nail us in our biggest city. And, yeah, it's a stone's throw from ground zero, but, ooh, how much is it going to cost to close off the area, the 17 blocks we would need around that courthouse, and the possibility that something could happen? And how many police can we move to take off of and SWAT team members and everything else that we need? How many of those law enforcement people can we take out of the daily grind in this city and add them there? CIA. The CIA. Oh, we're going to nail them for things that happened. And oh, we have information. We're going to trace it back. It's not right. People would be prosecuted. Notice that went away. It was a year ago, a little more than a year ago, that I was talking about it specifically on America Tonight. Had people on who had worked for the CIA. Talked to Frank Gaffney about it, who, Center for Policy Control, who said it was an outrage that we would do the things that we were doing to these people in the CIA and go after them and try to prosecute them after telling them it was okay to do what they did, and that went away. We keep seeing things like this. The photo op of Air Force One, the second Air Force One, flying over New York in the financial district, scaring people to death as it dove close into the financial area. Because it was a great big photo op and cost how much money? Was it really necessary? There's too many of them to address. So it's really not, if you want to label it something, I don't even think you can go to that label of fascist. I think it's inept, and I don't know what the game plan here is. And if the game plan was something more devious than that, they have not executed that game plan at all. This strategy is awful. I would be kicking that administration. From here to kingdom come, if we were playing chess, because every move they make, it's the wrong move. It's the wrong move. At least that's what I think. You might think I'm being too hard on the president or the administration. I'm open to any comments. Remember, all comments are welcome here. This isn't a one-lane highway, so feel free to call or send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Send them there. Some of you might not be so worried about what's going on across the airwaves in the United States because you are drowning, so to speak, and not really drowning, but you are, your house is almost underwater, the front lawn anyway, because you look out and all you see is a sea of water, a wall of water. It's really, really bad in Rhode Island. You've got a main bridge that's ready to collapse. They've had to evacuate so many people in New England, the flooding. I was saying get the canoes out and get the floats, and people really have had to do that. There's been all kinds of rescues. It's that bad. The scenario of the signs where you look up and you see the signs, the stop signs, the signs to the mall, the signs to wherever, they are covered. You can just barely see the top of them, and these heavy rains have pulled down so many homes. It's going to be a state of emergency from New England all the way down past New Jersey, and it looks to me in everything that I've seen that Rhode Island, as I mentioned, is the worst. The bridge that I was talking about is the Puxit River. And there's a bridge over the Puxit River. It looks like that's coming down. There's a great chance it could collapse. It's about 200 feet long. It's two lanes wide. And that's exactly what's happened with these, the wall of water I'm mentioning and these streams. This flooding is crazy. And there's more prediction of rain, particularly in Rhode Island. Some of the other places got a break and they got some sun, thank goodness. If you are listening to me, however, somewhere where you're soaked all the way through, boy, I'm sorry. I know that is rough to go through a situation where you're flooded. Even if it's just a little bit, it's in there, it's in the basement. That is a tough thing to handle. Having said all the things that we just talked about in this hour, boy, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Remember, you can reach out anytime you want to and grab that brass ring.